I am doing wonderful. I'm excited about tonight. We're going to have a good show here, and we've already
got a Monday night. This is a Monday night.
I know. How do you feel doing this on a Monday?
I feel pretty tired. I had a long day today. But you're going to Australia tomorrow.
Yep.
So you'll be flying to Australia this time tomorrow night. So that's why we're doing it on Monday.
Yeah.
You will be in Australia next Tuesday, where we'll do it from your location.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So if we have any Australian listeners, viewers, I'll be there next week, and I'll be doing the show from there. So it'll be fun. It'll just be great to get to hang out with you. This kind of, you know, one of the cool things about this show is that, you know, I don't know if people here, there's 20 of us here with us now. You know, this is kind of what we do for fun anyway. And the fact that we get to do it with people, makes it even more fun. And, you know, last time I was in Australia, I don't know that we had this sort of technology. I don't think we could have done a video chat.
I don't think we could either.
Last time I was there.
I don't think we could've.
Any cool stories from the day? Did y'all have a good day?
We had a really good day. We had a great day full of great patients. And as a matter of fact, one of my favorite patients gave me this new guitar pick. You ever seen a guitar pick like that?
Is that like a shark's tooth?
Yeah, that's what he calls it.
That looks like a shark's tooth.
But it's ceramic, and it's got these ridges on it. It's great. I've been playing with it tonight. Thank you, Anthony.
Anthony might be in here with
Ace
his lifetime.
Ace Performance Picks is what he calls it. We've talked about it a lot, but yeah. Ace Performance Picks. Thank you, Anthony. I'll play more after the show's over. I'm learning some new songs.
You know, I was just up there with you guys for Thanksgiving, and you talked a little bit about pickleball and just all the different health benefits of it. And I thought it'd be kind of cool to read an article, and this is kind of how we discover topics to talk about for the Common Sense and different episodes of shows. Is, you know, we'll look at an article and then it'll be like, that's interesting. And you found one around the benefits of pickleball. Is that what it was?
Yeah. Yeah. This is in Wall Street Journal, you know, I think which I read every day. I tell people you need to read the Wall Street Journal every day. If you do, you're going to be way smarter.
he's been telling me that forever, guys. And I still have not, executed on that. But I know you do read that. You like the weekend one's interesting, isn't it?
The weekends are great. I just love it all. I read it every day, cover to cover. So I love it. And it's not just business. There's a lot of great stuff in there about medicine, healthcare, and you know, a lot of cool stuff. Human interest. There's a sports page in there too. So it's really good. People don't realize how good that journal is. But anyway, I've got my new pick, and I'm ready to roll. I hope you have a great trip to Australia. I'm sure you will, and you've been there before and playing tennis, so hopefully you have a great time.
I'm looking forward to tonight's show. I'm plugging in our last question here. I apologize, guys. I'm running a tad bit behind. And let's see who we got here. Anthony, there Anthony is. All right. Anthony's already showed off your pick there from Ace Performance Picks. I love it. The shark one there. Okay, what do you think about getting started?
Yeah.
Let's rock and roll. This is kind of a one that came in over Instagram that I missed last week. I apologize to our Instagram followers if I missed you last week. This question is around why life extension, and you know, I'll give some context. We talk a lot about you know, if you've been in one of our offices, we have a lot of life extension vitamins. You're wavering a little bit, but over the course of the last 20 years, you've been pretty high on life extension. Kind of tell us what your thinking is around this.
Yeah, you know, I met these folks, and it's a big company, huge company, one of the more well-known, better vitamin companies. I met them, I think, in Las Vegas, probably near 20 years ago. And at one of our conventions, and I liked them. They had a big variety of different vitamins. I like them because they're dated. They're proofed. They're quality vitamins, and they seem to be affordable. I mean, there's probably some more high-end vitamin companies out there that are way more expensive. But in general, I've really liked them through the years. You know, I'm starting to get my own vitamins made for me specifically for the ingredients I want. It's just really hard to find vitamins that have combinations. You know, I found myself taking too many separate pills. And so I wanted to make my own versions of some of these vitamins, and I wanted to make sure they were dated and had no fillers. Even Life Extension's starting to add a few fillers that I'd rather not have. Again, the chance of having a problem with it's probably pretty low. But I found another company, Freedom to Formulate, that will make vitamins to my specifications. And so, like for my energy formula, it's not just CoQ10, but there's PQQ in there and also taurine. So all three in one, and it's about the same price you could get a just a CoQ10 for. My multi is, I'm sounding like a vitamin salesman, I'm really not, but my multi is just loaded with everything. I mean, most of the things you need, like 5,000 of D with K, MK7, 180 milligrams. It's got the gamma E, it's got the methylated B vitamins, it's got the great C, and enough. It's got enough of these, like 1,000 milligrams of C. It has decent levels of all the methylated B vitamins. It's got zinc, it's got chromium, it's got, it has about everything in it.
Which one is this?
My multi.
Let me put this up here.
You can get a lot in there just by taking that and don't have to take all these separate pills. There's some other things that you're going to have to take if you have that need, like the energy formula, which, you know, I take because I'm old and I like energy. But there's a lot of different ones. I have my magnesium, you know, three different types of magnesium in it that you take at night. I'm coming up with some pretty cool vitamins, and I'm able to kind of combine them and sell them at a good price and without any fillers. And they're all sourced from the either U.S. or European nations, so it's, they don't come from China or India or, you know, any of those places. So I'm happy. I think they're safe and all, but Life Extension, you know, it's a good vitamin company. They use a lot of Life Extension stuff.
Is there anything, any kind of rules of thumb you'd suggest to people listening tonight, you know, in terms of just picking a vitamin company? It could be, you know, Life Extension, the Dr. Rogers formulas. It could be, I know Now is also a good one. Are you looking for they're dated and just looking for fillers as well?
Well, yeah, I'm looking for what, if you read the ingredients, yep. You know, what the fillers, if they're dated, you know, where they're sourced from. And I mean, there's a lot of high-end companies.
Yeah.
Ortho Molecular is a good one. Standard Process. There's a lot of good vitamin companies out there, but in general, look at the milligrams of what you're getting. I mean, you can compare Life Extension, they're two a day, to like a Centrum. Way, way better than a Centrum. And my multi is way, way better than a Life Extension two a day, in my opinion. But so just look at the ingredients and look at the dates and all, and, you know, go from there. And it's important to take your vitamins.
Yep. Yep. Motaz, I see Motaz in the building. What's up, man? Love you. Carter's in the building. Carter, what's up? Great to see you. I also see Jack, man, I'm going to be thinking about your kids. I hope your kids are okay. Not feeling well tonight. We'll just know we're thinking and praying for them. Thank you for listening in, even with some sick kiddos. Let's get to this. Love an MTHFR question. Has a lot to do with last couple of episodes we've had, actually. How can I lose weight with two MTHFR mutations? I have tried everything natural. I'm a 58-year-old female, and I think you talked a little bit about these MTHFR mutations with the hydroxymethylbutyrate. Is that right?
Well, really with more of the trimethylglycine on that one. But yeah, you know, you can lose weight with those two mutations just like anybody else can lose weight. It really, your MTHFR affects a lot of things, but you know, you can still lose weight despite having a mutation. Most of us have some sort of mutation. You know, I assume you have the two 677TT mutations, which I have myself. And it's more, really, it doesn't have a whole lot to do with the ability to lose weight, in my opinion. It's a risk factor for a lot of things, including heart disease, blood clots, miscarriages. Of course, look at your homocysteine level, your inflammatory markers. You're probably going to need, your methyl B vitamins. You're probably going to need trimethylglycine. So the homocysteine level is key on this. And, I'm more interested in what your insulin resistance is than your MTHFR. I check everybody's MTHFR too for more other reasons. But, don't let anybody tell you, just because you have those mutations, you can't lose weight. It really boils down to other things as well. That's a minor, if any, factor for, in my opinion, for weight loss. I go the old adage, for most people, obesity is an insulin resistance problem. And you're 58, so your postmenopausal hormones come into play. Look at your hormone levels. Think about bioidentical hormones, which you can lose weight on. In general, if you are insulin resistant, which you probably are, you need to go lower carb. You may try intermittent fasting, but it's definitely going to be harder than at 58 than it was at 20. You can't eat the same kind of foods you ate when you're 20 years old, and 110 pounds. A lot of it's hormonal. A lot of it, there's a lot of factors with it. But you certainly can lose weight, even if you need a little help from your friends. Who sang that song? Try with a little help from your friends.
I was wondering, is that a song lyric that you just pulled out there?
Can anybody guess who sang that song?
I just remember it from
Bob Dylan. Was it Bob Dylan?
Well,
I think it may be the Beatles.
It was from that show. That show when I was a kid. Wonder Years.
Oh, was that the theme song?
That was the theme song for Wonder Years.
I think it might be a Beatles song. Somebody can come up with that answer. So do that. There's some things out there you can be helped with, all kinds of things. That's our main gig at Performance Medicine, is to help people lose weight, get off medicines, and look at their hormones and replace their hormones effectively.
I see. We got some of our Knoxville family in the building tonight. We got Jasmine, our esthetician, and Montana, our nurse, is in here. Montana is saying the Beatles. Mike, my good buddy in Knoxville, is saying Joe Cocker. But now I'm getting, and then we've got Matt saying it's a Beatles song sung by Joe Cocker. Okay. A lot of Joe Cocker plus
Joe Beatles. Cocker sang a great song called Feeling All Right. Feeling All Right, Not Feeling Too Good, My Friend. Remember that one?
I don't know that I've heard that.
I remember that from high school. Well, you're too young. That was when I was in high school, probably junior high. But I love the old music, but thank you.
I got
a Beatles song from Joe Cocker. Okay.
I got to give a shout out to Bradley on LinkedIn. First time checking out the show. Thank you so much, man. Thank you for hanging out with us tonight. This is the show we take just health and wellness questions. We normally do it on Tuesdays. It's Monday this week. But I appreciate you being here, man. Let's get to one more question here that came in throughout the week, and then we'll get to live questions. So if you have a question for Dr. Rogers, go ahead and put it in the comments. This question came in again through Instagram. Suggestions for healing LES and improving motility. I'll be honest, I have no clue what LES is. Kind of give me some context.
Lower esophageal sphincter.
Okay.
you know, and improving motility, first thing is to look at your gut microbiome. Look at what you're eating and maybe get a GI map to see what you're to map out your microbiome. You know, I don't know if you have a hiatal hernia. 50% of adults have one, so it's not that big a deal in most cases. Some people, their whole stomach is in their chest. I've seen that. That's a severe cases. But motility, you know, I don't like the motility drugs. They really tend to cause a lot of side effects. I do like the natural things, like starting with pre and probiotics. Digestive enzymes, I think, help a little bit. You know, some of the drugs that we use for weight loss, like Ozempic, Mounjaro, and Wegovy and that group, they slow down motility, gastroesophageal motility. So that's the opposite of what you want there. They work great for a lot of things, but maybe not that. Again, I don't know the story if you've had a scope looking at that, and or maybe a barium swallow to see, you know, what's going on there. The ultimate dysfunction of esophageal motility is something people can be born with called Hirschsprung's disease. And that's where you don't have the innervation to your esophagus to move food through. And that's usually something that you have to do surgery on as an infant. But there are degrees of that innervation problem that can happen, like when, say, for example, Parkinson's or some of the neurologic diseases. Can, you know, so if you have a real problem with that, you need to look at a neurologic workup, you know, see what's going on. There's some other stuff like scleroderma, some rheumatologic diseases that can affect that. So if you're really having a motility problem, you really need to see a specialist and see what's going on. But start at it looking at what foods, you know, go through easily. Consider getting a barium swallow. They even have a camera that you can swallow, and it tracks your whole movement all the way through. Certainly, you know, look at your gut microbiome, see what other kind of gut problems you may be having. If you're having too much bloating, that's a great question, though. Great, tough question that needs to be looked at. So you need to look at both the local things, what you're eating, your gut microbiome, and also look at systemic. Like if you have something, some autoimmune or neuromuscular disease going on, it certainly requires a workup. Great question. And hopefully you hadn't had any recent Botox in your platysma muscle. That can affect it too. Not many people do that, but anyway.
Is that a question you get often, not often in the office at all?
Not a lot.
Super interesting. Well, I appreciate that question coming through over on Instagram. That's going to do it for the questions that came in throughout the week. If I missed somebody, I apologize. I know we're a little off. I'm seeing questions come through email now. Thank you. We're off with the time here, so I'm sure I'll be getting questions coming through tomorrow. I'll make sure that those get put on next week's show. So please don't hesitate to send questions to me tomorrow as well. But we're going to get to the live questions, and then I'll kind of have my eye on my email as well. All right, Doc, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to get to Rhonda here. Rhonda, thank you so much for this. Question is, I've been using red light therapy on my face. What are your thoughts about red light therapy? Do you think it works? One, I'll just definitely watch the episode with Robin Riddle of Explain This tomorrow. It's on this very same thing. But Doc, I want your thoughts here. What's your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I love red light therapy for all over, especially face. I think it improves collagen structure. I mean, I have one. I have a red light, two red lights in my infrared sauna. Plus, I have a handheld for facial stuff. I know Kelly.
Yep.
My daughter uses it. She's an esthetician that works for us, and she uses a lot of red light therapy. It's great. It's rejuvenating. I think it's a really good therapy. You know, it's great for probably some systemic things too, like autoimmune diseases. But I'm a big fan of red light therapy. So use it. It's awesome. It's great for your complexion. It kills bacteria, harmful bacteria that can cause acne. It's just great for your skin.
All right, Rhonda, I hope that helps. Thank you for putting in that question. Let's see where I'm at. I want to get to Jack. He's listening, taking care of some sick kids. Hope they feel better, man. What's some recommendations for chest colds? Kind of similar to what I was having last week. Kind of what's your go-to for this?
You know, depends on how, if it's really in your chest and you're producing some discolored expectorant, mucus, thick, yellow, green, you probably need a Z-Pak or get on an antibiotic. I'm early to treat a lot of times now with, it gets into your lungs or your bronchial tube. So if you're wheezing, if you think you have infection that's gone from viral to bacterial, which happens a lot, go ahead and get on a Z-Pak. And the other things you can do, use an expectorant to help loosen things up. You can get that in a cough medicine or just over the counter anywhere. Drink a lot of water. You know, if another good thing that helps, I think, is Vicks vapor rub to your chest.
I think
that really helps. It just depends on how bad it is. Sometimes I use bronchodilators if you're wheezing. Sometimes I will add a little steroid in there. If it's really getting bad, a lot of times it, how I treat depends on your age, previous medical problems, and what your lungs listen to when I actually take a listen to. Are you running fever? Are you having chills? You know, still a lot of COVID going around. A lot of other stuff going around too, flu, RSV, you know, a lot of viral illnesses, but sometimes I think doctors are too late to treat because a lot of times it progresses into a bacterial infection. And like, remember when you had this last week, you're pretty bad sounding. We kind of jumped on it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and also the other thing I would do, really, I would really pop up my vitamins. I really think vitamin D really heals a lot of things. I bump it up to, as an adult, 50,000 a day for 5 days. Just like I told you, Ben, and you did this, I would take vitamin C, a gram every hour while you awake till you feel better. You're not going to overdose on vitamin C. So zinc helps. You know, 50 milligram of zinc with food is really good. So try those things and see how you do. Don't let it go too far, though.
Yep.
Especially if you start getting short of breath.
Jack, I hope you and the kids start to feel better, man. Keep us posted with how you're doing. I'm going to get to Roel here. Roel's asking any suggestion on having a stomach bug. I know this is going around also. What's your thoughts on this?
Yeah, you know, a lot of it depends on how long it's been going on. We had one last week that turned out to diarrhea for 12 days, not getting better. Got a stool culture. It was Campylobacter, which needs to be treated with antibiotics. I had that back in my residency, and it's not a fun one. You get it from eating contaminated food. Mm. So if is it a stomach bug, is it a viral illness, or is it food poisoning? One thing I really like for that is, besides clear liquids, putting the stomach at rest. Don't put anything on the stomach. Clear liquids for 24 hours and slowly advance like a brat diet. Make sure you get electrolytes in there. But I like activated charcoal tablets. I think that absorbs a lot of the poisons and that you might have from a food poisoning and maybe even a little bit of a viral type thing. So, you know, when you say stomach bug, it could be food poisoning, could be a virus. If everybody ate the same thing and an hour later, hour or two later, they were vomiting, that's food poisoning. Mm. If it kind of took a while to crank up and it, you have other symptoms with it, like fever and chills, it's probably a viral illness. But usually they're pretty self-limited. They go away pretty quickly. If it prolongs, then you need to look at doing a stool culture, see if there's something else going on with that. But hopefully they get better quick, but clear liquids, put your stomach at rest, and it'll usually clear out pretty quickly.
We did a recording of Explain This last week. This episode will go up, I believe, next week, a week from tomorrow, on the elemental diet, which was super interesting to me because it's kind of has a lot to do with putting the stomach or the bowel at rest, but also, you know, still getting some nutrients. Robin talks about it as a way to help people with SIBO. So it's super fascinating. So anyways, put the bowel at rest. I love it. Roel, hope you feel better, man. And thank you for the kind words there. I'm going to put this in here. This came in over email, just now. Let's see here. I have not heard this. It seems, China has been experiencing an increase in cases of pneumonia-like illnesses filling hospitals. Do you think this could become another pandemic? What's your thoughts on this?
I hope not. That's what you start thinking about when you think this is a pneumonia coming out of China. But yeah, there's been some reports. It's on the radar, certainly, on the, you know, the World Health Organization and some of the other, the NIH is looking at it. I know that because, you know, I keep up with this stuff. But that's another reason to read the Wall Street Journal. There's an article in there today about this very thing. Mm. Look at today's Wall Street. But yeah, there is... And they're not sure if it's a novel virus, like, you know, SARS-CoV was a novel virus, meaning new. And so they're not sure yet. And again, I don't even know if you can trust what they say, because they've been very non-transparent about COVID, certainly. And they're certainly not getting any better with sharing what's going on over there. So, but apparently... it's attacking kids, you know, mostly kids. So, you know, even over here, we're having, you know, it's the beginning of the flu season and also RSV. So you got to think, you know, hopefully it's one of those. There's even COVID going around too, but really, gosh, COVID's minor compared to the flu and, RSV. I think it's probably tenfold more, RSVs out there than COVID, and probably way more than that of the flu. So it's really more dangerous among the really the infants. They're the ones that don't have a developed immune system. So why is this happening? And I think I've got a pretty good common sense reason for why this is happening, especially in China where they had all the lockdowns. You know, they virtually sanitize the whole place and they wouldn't let you get out. So especially those kids with those immature immune systems are not, you know, all of a sudden you've got all this stuff and they haven't been exposed to any to build up any immunity. All of a sudden, boom, it's all over the place and they're getting all this stuff. It's because they've been overly masked and overly quarantined and they haven't had those germs that they need to have. Germs are good, especially when you're young, because they develop your own immune system. Think of germs as being a good thing to be exposed to slowly so that you're not all at once and you don't have an immune system. So especially if you're an infant, because they're not developed immune-wise. They're the ones that really need this, you know, to be exposed to some of this stuff. Gradually, and just life exposes you to that. There's a great book on it you read years ago called Eat Dirt.
Yeah,
it's how you need to be exposed to this thing. So it doesn't surprise me, you know, for one. And you know, they lock these kids down, they put masks on them, and didn't really work, did it? So, and now they're paying a price for it. So That's my feeling. So we'll see what happens. But there's a lot of stuff going around this country too.
Yeah. Thank you for that question that came in over email. And like I said, guys, we're taking live comments now. So if you have questions for Dr. Rogers, go ahead and put them in the comments. I see Bradley's just came up on LinkedIn. And if you would feel better emailing me, you can email me. I'll be kind of having my eyes on that as well. But go ahead and put Bradley's up. Bradley's saying, curious about your thoughts on Sjogren's disease and the related symptoms. What's your thoughts on this? And Bradley, new listener, thank you for being here with us today.
Yeah, you know, Sjogren's is one of those autoimmune diseases that can get pretty bad or it can be milder, but it's one of the ones you really don't want to get. You know, it involves a lot of things, dryness, especially dry eyes, bladder infections. Then it can get into your joints and get inflamed. There's some special rheumatologic serum tests that we do to see if it is Sjogren's. So if it is, it's pretty easy to find, you know, by doing the blood work. And, you know, treatment, just like any other autoimmune disease, you know, there's a lot of different treatments for it. You know, there's a lot of new immune therapies that they have, not without side effects, but and a lot of it depends on where it hits. So yeah, I mean, you can have a lot of different symptoms with Sjogren's, kind of like lupus, but it hits different parts, but it really, it can even affect your heart. So you need to identify if you do have that disease, go get the serology, get with a good rheumatologist. And if you're not improving with some of the, you know, immunotherapies, then you need to kind of think outside the box. I've used a lot of low dose naltrexone on those people. So there's a lot of little different therapies on Sjogren's. Mm. It's not that uncommon. So make sure that's what you have, you know, establish a good relationship with a good rheumatologist who's open to things. But yeah, and good luck with it. It is treatable.
Bradley, I hope that helps.
Think about your gut too. I'm sorry. Always remember, most autoimmune diseases, at least 80% of them, start in your gut, where most of your immune system is located. Almost anybody that has an autoimmune disease has gut problems. So straighten that out. And sometimes, you know, your autoimmune disease gets better. Hmm. Do a GI map. You know, you may have SIBO that caused it. You may have leaky gut. So look at that as well. Very important.
All right, Bradley. Thank you so much for that question. Hope that helps. I'm going to get to Bentha over on Facebook. Bentha is asking, what daily immune vitamins do you suggest for toddlers? Kind of a piggyback off what we were just talking about. You know, I know you don't see a ton of toddlers, but what's your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen toddlers in my office in years. But still, they need C and D are the big ones, I would think. You know, they can get that through a formula developed for toddlers. You know, just a good vitamin they can chew up, you know, like a Flintstones would help. But certainly, you know, they're going to be exposed to it. So go ahead and unless they have some weird disease already, go ahead and, you know, let them mingle. They're going to get sick. They just are, until their immune system develops. So allow it to develop. And don't treat their fevers if they do get something, unless it gets up to 104. They're, you know, really uncomfortable with it. Because a fever fights a virus. It's your body's own way of curing itself. So but those are the main ones. You know, D and C, maybe a little bit of zinc. It's tolerated, but and hopefully a pediatrician is kind of helping you out on that. But eating some good food, a lot of times milk is not good for them. You know, I think it affects their gut in bad ways a lot of times. I'm not a big fan of milk.
Bentha, I hope this helps. Out of curiosity, Doc, Is there like a probiotic for toddlers? Is that a thing?
Yeah, probiotics are just mainly fiber or inulin.
Oh, for okay.
Another good thing I like, that's why I think babies should be breastfed, to really carry on some of that immunity from their moms. Colostrum, you know, is good. I'm not sure I've ever recommended it to a toddler, but I just don't see kids that young, you know, anymore. So I hate to overstate my expertise on that.
Bentha, thank you for putting that in there. I hope that helps a little bit. I'm going to get to Mark's question over here on YouTube. I saw an ad on a topical skin treatment called Curaderm for serious skin C conditions. What is it? Is it safe? What's your thoughts on this?
I'm going to have to really research that one a little bit. I've heard of it, but I just can't think of what's in it. So I'm hesitant to say about what exactly is it and is it safe. I'm racking my brain, but as you can see, nothing's coming up. So let me research that a little bit, and then Mark and I can maybe get back with you on that.
Mark, remind me of this question. We'll make sure we get to that here shortly once we do a little research here. Kathy, what's up? Great to see you in here. Thank you for hanging out with us. And I think I'm through most of the questions here. If you guys have any last minute ones, let me know, and we'll get to those. But Doc, the questions are always so good, and that doesn't change whether we do the show on a Tuesday or a Monday. The questions are amazing. We appreciate the involvement of everybody on the show. So you guys certainly make this great. We'll give you another couple minutes. If there's no more questions, we'll sign off for the evening here shortly. So put your question in if you have one. But Doc, man, I certainly do appreciate you. You got to do something fun tonight?
What am I going to do? I'm going to play guitar. And I may take a walk. I didn't get a chance to even walk at lunch. Ernie and I usually walk at lunch. And today I was just too busy, so I didn't get to walk. I stretched out this morning, but I did take my creatine. So that's a good thing to take. Don't be afraid of creatine as a supplement. as long with HMB, which I talk about a lot for muscle building. What else is I going to say? I will say this, Ben. I've always thought that, you know, you need to be able to kind of get up by yourself without using your hands. So last night, I actually tried it tried to sit down into a squat just without using my hands on the floor.
Got.
And then get up not using my arms. Remember?
I did it. Yeah.
I did it last night.
I hadn't
tried it in a long time, but that's a good... That's a good test to do to see. It's really a good measure of your mortality is to be able to sit down in a cross-legged position and get up to a standing position without using your arms. Everybody should try that tonight.
I've done that recently, and my strategy was because I couldn't, from cross-legged, I couldn't just stand up from there, like Lucas definitely can. But my strategy was, you know, sitting down, I just had to get on my knees somehow. If I could get on my knees, then I could just get up.
Well, sure. That's easy. Yeah.
But I can't.
Easy should be easy. But, you know, what I did it, and I just sat there thinking about how I was going to do it. I just visualized it, and then I did it. I did take one step backward as I got up, you know. So I used to be able to just go straight up, and boom, that's it. You know, like Mary Lou Retton hitting the perfect 10 off the vault without taking a step. But there's Simone Biles, you know, they're perfect. When they have to take one step out of the land, that's deduct a point. So I had to deduct one point, but I did not use my arms.
Well,
that was pretty good. Get in the floor tonight and see what you can do. I mean, and if you can't do it, you need to work on it.
Guys, that's a challenge. We got 36 of you guys here with us live right now. That's a challenge. I'm going to try it myself. And
I know Mark can do it. Mark's pretty flexible.
I know Mark can do it. What we'll have to do, I think we need a video of you doing it. I think that would be awesome content. We'll have to get that. And I want to get, there's a couple questions here I want to get to. If you guys do have a last minute question, put it in there.
Okay. Would you rather do a video of me doing that or playing guitar? Probably doing that. Ben does not like my guitar.
I love your guitar. I think you're great at it. I honestly think you really are getting better. I think a lot of that is because of Ace Performance Picks. You know, I don't know how much credit you can take, but
they really help out.
You got the right tools. Let's get to Kathy's question here. Is the medicine Vraylar safe? Vraylar.
You got to give me a little more context. Safe for what? It's not popping into my head. Again, this is a Monday night. And it's not popping into my head for some reason. That's not one I use a lot. So put that on the back burner, Ben.
Kathy, what we'll do is I'll make note of this one. This as well as Mark's for Curaderm, and we'll make sure we'll come educate.
We'll definitely get back with you. But it's not one I use. So I'll have to really check it out because I hate to say something that they haven't really researched or I'm not really familiar with, but I've heard it and it's not popping into my head as to what we even use it for. So.
All right. Kathy, I'm going to put this, making a note of that, and I'm going to put this up here. And, this might be for, Jenny in the green room. We'll have to see if we can rev this back up. First of all, Karen, thank you for being here. Update on the 12 days Christmas performance medicine this year? Highly recommend. Thank you. So what this is we were doing a 12 days of Christmas last year. I think, was it last year or the year before? I'll have to ask Mom about that. But man, we had such a good time.
That's a great idea. We ought to do that again. I haven't thought about it in years.
Yeah. Yeah. We really had a fun time with that. Thank you for putting this in here.
Thank you. That's a great thing. By the way, do you know where you can get a good Christmas tree? Karen knows.
Karen, we know you know the answer. I guess we have done it the last couple of years. We'll have to strategize around this, see if we can make this happen. And do a 12 days of Christmas with performance medicine. I think we're doing it in the mornings. It was similar to like a morning show. It was me and my mom. If you guys don't know, this is my dad's right here. So we keep it in the family. We'll make it happen. Karen, put in the, for all those in the Tri-Cities, everybody needs to go get some Christmas trees. Let us know where to go. Have you gotten yours yet?
Our standing desk. Yeah.
You got a tree?
We got a tree.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, must have been right after Thanksgiving.
I got it 2 days ago. Yeah.
Look at you guys. That's incredible.
I haven't decorated it yet. Haven't decorated, but I have it in the stand.
That's incredible. That's cool. That's cool. I've started watching Christmas movies, but I haven't. I'm looking around. I'm at home right now. I haven't decorated much.
You don't have a tree. It's gonna be summer in Australia where you're headed tomorrow.
There we go. I'm gonna put this up for Karen. Anybody's needing a tree, wholesale Christmas tree, Old Perkins in Johnson City, not the Peerless. Love it. Love it. Thank you, Karen.
Not the Peerless. Yeah, I've heard good things about the Christmas tree site. So. I'm all for it. If I hadn't already had I just learned about that from Andy. So,
well, yeah, because Founders Park is right downtown, right downtown. It's beautiful down there this time of year. Karen, that's awesome. That is super, super cool.
You know, I heard if you put a little, you need to water your tree in the base. And if you put a little Sprite in there or 7-Up, the first time you get your tree up, that it'll last a lot longer. I don't know if there's any other tricks.
A Sprite?
Some years you get, a Sprite. Sometimes you'll get a tree that really starts to drop really quick. And in 2 weeks, it's gone. Other years, it stays green and, moist the whole month. So any tips, we appreciate it.
I love it. I love it. Well, Pop, man, I appreciate you. This was a ton of fun. I think we're going to, it seems Karen's saying, fresh cut, continue to water, like hydrating skin. There it is. A lot of health similarities there. I love it. We got the dogs coming down for the regulars here.
Where the dogs are.
There we go. There's Izzy. I got to hang out with you over Thanksgiving. Ike's camera shot.
Yeah, we had a great. Come here, Ike. Come here. All right, here's Ike. He's a little bit more shy, but he's a lot bigger too. but he likes me so.
These are mascots of the show, Izzy and Ike. That typically they close out the show for us, so that's gonna close it out, guys. I appreciate you. There's 38 of you guys with us right now. I cannot express enough how much we appreciate y'all hanging out with us on these Monday and Tuesday nights. We'll be back next week Tuesday, so it'll be a week from tomorrow. We'll be back, and thank you, Montana. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Cannot wait to get back to y'all's office over in West Knoxville and hang out. I'll be in Australia for the show next week, so it'll be fun. It'll be morning time, my time. So,
Ben, have a safe trip. We'll pray for your safe return. And
thank you.
Have a wonderful trip. Say hi to JP.
I will.
And Ben's going for a wedding over there. So
thank you.
And we'll talk to you later. Thank you, Ben.
Hey, love you, Pop. All right, love you guys. Thank you all so much for being here. We'll see you next week. Stay tuned tomorrow. Performance Weekly will go out at 3 p.m. All the shows will be up at 8 a.m. on YouTube. All right, that's the show. Love you guys.
Love you too.
Pop, we out of here.
All right.
Where's my outro? Here we go. See you guys.
Don't go away.
Thanks, guys, for listening to this episode of the podcast. Please share the podcast with your friends. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please subscribe. We will see you guys next time.